part of that. Say, I am a world changer. God's using me. The devil's a liar. He said I'd never amount to anything. Oh, he knows I'm already amounting to something. And he just is desperate to stop me. But he can't, because I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Clap your hands one more time to the Lord. God is so good. God, you are so good. Welcome everybody to Redemption Church in Plano, Texas. My name is Chris Fluitt. And we should be in the second week of our Power Up series. However, I felt so checked in my heart that God called an audible. You know what an audible is in football? Cleta, I wrote you today that you know what an audible is? An audible is when the quarterback comes up to the line of scrimmage. He has a call, but now he has to change the call. He has to change the play. God changed the play for us today. Will you still go along with God even if it's not what you thought it was going to be? Three of us are going to do that. That's so good. No, y'all are going to preach with me today, aren't you?
Yeah.
I want to tell you today, we need to finish today in the altar.
Yes. All right.
I don't care if it doesn't like tickle your fancy today. You need to finish this in the altar today. Can you say yes?
Yes.
Yeah, we're a church that goes after Jesus. We're a church that loves God. We're a church that grows in faith. We're a church that wants to serve others and go change the world. It starts in this altar, folks. All of that starts in this altar. I want to tell you today that evil exists. Somebody say yeah if you know it's true.
Yeah.
Evil exists. And we could have all kinds of conversations about evil existing. We could talk about why does evil exist. And we could go back to Genesis. And we could look at the promise that God made and how we rejected the promise. And we came into the dominion of Satan by agreement. We could talk about that. We could talk about a subject that's really important called theodicy. It's the question of why do bad things happen to good people? Is one of the way people talk about that, and people struggle with that. It's a worthy conversation, but we're not going to hit either of those things. We're just going to jump right to the source. Deal with this fact: evil exists, whether you like it or not. Evil exists. It is present. It is working. It is speaking. I want to tell you that evil exists and it's not shy about it. Evil exists and it's not hiding about it. It's not embarrassed about it. We have Christians that are scared to say, I believe in Jesus. We have Christians that are afraid to give their heart to him publicly. We have Christians that are too afraid to go get baptized because they're afraid of how their hair is going to look when they come up out of the water. I want to tell you, evil exists and it's got no such hesitancy. It has no such reticence. It is actively working at every level imaginable. Evil is working. I'm telling you right now that right now evil is working in a person to go do another shooting. Evil is working in someone's heart to go hurt someone else. Evil is working in a way to have somebody go steal. Evil is working in the ways of our government for somebody to be corrupt and steal what ought to go somewhere else. Evil exists. Somebody say it.
Evil exists.
You got to know it. We are not living in a make-believe. It is a make-believe land if you think evil does not exist. Heaven is real. God is real. But you better know the devil is also real.
Yeah.
Evil exists. What is evil? What do I mean by evil? Evil, the word for evil in the New Testament means bad nature. It comes from a primary word meaning worthless. Somebody say worthless.
Worthless.
Anything that is not worthy is evil. It has no worth to it. What we witnessed yesterday in Allen, Texas, for you that are joining us online, we live just south of Allen, Texas. We can be at the premium outlets in about 10 minutes. If I'm driving you, 8. Could be there very quickly. Listen, yesterday there was a terrible shooting at the mall at the Allen outlet. Does everybody know that? And a man got out of his car and he just went to shooting aimlessly for no reason. For no reason, he got a gun and he started shooting people. 8 people are dead, including him now, 9. And then other people are in the hospital included in that. Shooting is a 5-year-old. how anyone could look at a five-year-old and point a gun. I do not understand it. And everybody goes, what is this about? How does this work? How could someone do such a thing? And my answer is so simple. Evil exists. Evil exists. I was at a basketball game yesterday when I heard the news. I was the guy behind the little scorekeeping thing, and the ref just came up to me at the timeout and said, I just heard that there was a shooting at the Allen Mall and 8 people are dead. And I saw the fear in his eyes. He's like, it could happen right now, here. It could happen here. Where? And he just looked at me and he said, where can I go that's safe? And I looked at him and I said, evil exists. Evil is everywhere. We've got to have a way to counteract evil. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. Evil exists. Romans 12 mentions evil 5 times in that chapter. It's not a long chapter. It's 21 verses long, and it mentions it 5 times. He hangs out on the subject of evil. Can I tell you that Christians in the first century were facing evil? Evil existed then. It still exists now. Romans chapter 12, verse 21, he ends the entire chapter that strongly talks about evil with this verse behind me. I want you to read it out loud. It says, do not be overcome by evil. Now, there's more to this verse, but right now I just want us to concentrate on this. It's a command. At the very end of his sermon on evil, he says, do not be overcome by evil. Overcome, it's a word meaning to conquer. It's a word meaning to come away victorious. On the scoreboard, if you overcome, you got the more points than the other person. Do you follow this?
Yeah.
I want to tell you, the Bible tells us to score more than evil does.
All right.
Do not let evil score more on you. That's what this word means. Do not let evil conquer you. Do not let evil win. It means that you need to play some defense on evil. You can't let evil just run full court on you. You have got to stand in front of evil and say, no, not in my house. Not where I am. Not in my church. Not in my city. You've got to stand against evil, all right? Y'all listen to me today. We have got to do more than go to church. We have to stand against evil. We have to do more than have a bumper sticker and carry around a nice, pretty Bible with embroidered words on it that say our name. Chris Fluitt, we got to do more than that. We've got to stand against evil. Parents, you got to stand against the evil that's coming after your kids. We got to stand against the evil that's coming into our culture. And let me tell you, the culture is invading the church and with its evils, and we've got to stand against that too. I'm telling you, standing against evil will not win you friends, but it's the right thing to do. We got to stand against evil. However, let me clarify what I mean. Do not be overcome with evil does not mean don't run from evil. Don't hide from evil. That's not what he's saying. Do not be overcome by evil does not mean, well, we're going to just go hide till this all blows over. Evil doesn't blow over. It has to be defeated.
All right.
It also means this. Don't turn a blind eye to it. Well, let's change the subject, Pastor Chris, because this is making me feel things I don't want to feel. We can't do that. Do not be overcome by evil does not mean turn a blind eye to it. Doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean this either. It doesn't mean, this one's controversial, but y'all just stick with me. It does not mean stop, end, or kill evil. It means defeat it. It means overcome it. But it even that word lets you know it is not eradicated in our presence. It is around. But we have to overcome it. Can we get real? You know where evil is? I can point to the nearest place where evil is. It's right here.
Yes.
It's in my own heart. It's in my own thoughts. and I got to defeat this evil that is always warring on my mind. I have to take every thought into captivity, it says. The heart has wicked imaginations. Who can know it? Bible says, guard your heart, because everything flows out of it. We got to get our heart clean. Lord, cleanse our heart. This mouth of mine, it can say some evil, evil things. When I don't even know it, I can say things that I can't believe I'm saying. I've got to surrender this to God. Do you understand that? You can take the things you have and then become evil. You can take your desire to have a nice house and it become materialism, and that's evil. It can turn into pride, and that's evil. It can turn into hatred. You can let what one person does turn into racism and sexism and hate every other person that reminds you of that person. That is evil. But guess what? It says, don't be overcome by evil doesn't mean eradicate all evil. Because I don't think we are called to do that. We're called actually, whoa, y'all get it. Upon this rock, Jesus says, I will build my church, and I'm going to keep it far away from the gates of hell. That's what he said, isn't it? Somebody correct a pastor. What did he say? Upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. In other words, Jesus says, I'm building my church right here, right by the gates of hell. I'm setting up shop right by the gates of hell. Hell that tries to enlarge itself daily. He is setting up his church right in the presence of hell. And he has called us to go stand right by evil and win. Right by evil and make sure it doesn't grow any further. He's going to put us in evil places, in evil situations to stand against it and say, I will not be overcome by this evil. Now, you might could just stare at me when I say these things, but I want to tell you, I was raised to believe, oh, you got to go to church because that's the only safe place you can ever go. And we're going to live like little monastery monks in this little place. We're going to just go hide out like the Amish where there's no electricity, because if there's no electricity, that'll keep us from evil, right? And we're going to just wear certain clothes that we look a certain way. That was what I was raised in. And there was much evil around me in that environment as there is anywhere else, because evil is always trying to get in. Satan is like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Evil's everywhere. Evil exists. Yes, it does. And so we're not called to stop, end, and kill evil. We're called to not let it overcome us. And you're going to be put in situations where you see evil. And I'm telling you, that is not something I want for you, but it is something God has called us to do. He's called us to see evil and do something about it. Say these words, don't let evil win. You can't let it overcome against you. That means you need to score more points than it. All these metaphors, we got to take the higher ground. Somebody said, you can't beat me if I've got the higher ground. That's a Star Wars reference. There's all these things that we could talk about here. But the point here is that you are supposed to not let evil win. And I think it's really important to point out that when that shooter got out of that car and he started pulling rounds, he let evil win. That was a person that struggles with stuff just like you and me, but he did not overcome evil. He allowed evil to overcome him. Do you understand this? That's the picture of that. While everybody's trying to figure this out, they often place, well, that shooter, he's evil, but I, well, thank goodness, I'm so wonderful. No, we're fighting our own evil, and we are called to overcome it. Do not let it win in you. Jesus. Husbands, do not let evil invade your marriage. Wives, do not let evil invade your marriage. Parents, do not let evil invade your home. Overcome it. Overcome it. Children, do not let a resentment against your parents that is evil. Don't do it. Don't let that show up. Church, do not let, look at, well, let's just go to church on it. Church, don't sit on a pew with somebody and not forgive them. That's evil. Don't go to church and gossip about other people. That's evil. Do not be overcome by evil. Do not let evil win. Say amen if it makes sense. So let's look at the next verse, the full verse, Romans 12, 21. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. So now we're talking about don't let evil score on you. That's like a defensive thing. But now let's turn around. Let's go offensive. But overcome evil with going to church. Overcome evil by singing a Chris Tomlin song. Overcome evil by acting better than everyone else. No, it says what?
With good.
We are called to overcome evil with good. When the world is going, how can these evil things happen? They're asking the wrong questions. When they are asking, how can we stop evil, which everyone immediately goes to. Everyone goes to their political aisles and they get their rocks ready and they start throwing them at each other. We don't even take time to mourn lost people before we're doing this. Y'all know I'm doing, you know I'm right about this. We are called not to even stop this evil, but to overcome this evil with a commodity called goodness. Overcome evil with good. Let me tell you, here's how the world's going to do that. They're going to fight evil with evil. That's how the world's going to do it. Well, they hurt me, so I'm going to hurt them worse. They said a terrible thing to me, so I'm going to say a terrible thing. They took one of ours, I'm going to take one of theirs. This is how the world does that. But in this very chapter, four verses earlier in verse 7, Paul already beat us to this. He says, do not repay anyone evil for evil. Romans 12, 17. Say it one more time. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Listen, if someone did something evil to you, you are not supposed to repay them evil. This is why racism, this is like someone hurt you and you developed racism and now you're hating every person with that color skin. That's not it. That's repaying evil for evil. That is, someone hurt your feelings, so now you're going to lie about them at the workplace and try to get them fired. Listen, sometimes what you think is even evil is a misunderstanding on your part. But you are, even if it was meant for evil, God is able to take the things that are meant for evil and use them what?
For good.
What's there is that word again. God wants to take evil, use it for good. He wants to overcome. He wants to cover over all of the evil and leave behind only one thing. Goodness. That's what he wants. Do not repay evil for evil to anyone. To anyone. Is that you today? Is that something that's going on in your heart today? You need to release that to the Lord. You need to repay. You need to repent. And you need to say, God, here's something you need to repent of. God, I've got evil in my heart. Forgive me. Forgive me of the evil things that I'm thinking, the evil things that I'm doing. I do not want to repay evil for evil. I do not want to be overcome with evil. When you are repaying evil for evil, you're actually being overcome by evil. This world, everybody's pointing out there's more shootings than ever. It's evil at work. It's evil at work. There are more people being murdered. It's evil. The fentanyl crisis, what's that all about? It's evil. Over and over again. It's the answer to all these things. There is evil at work. Evil exists. So let me ask you this. Are you overcoming evil? I'm not going to be much longer. Worship team, come up. Are you overcoming evil? You need to have an answer to that. You are in a war. You are shaken by what's going on around us. Every time these evil things happen, you go, God, why is that happening? And the question is, are you overcoming evil? Are you overcoming the evil that's around you? How do you overcome the evil? Well, you overcome it with good. So what is the good? What are some of the good things? I tell you what's good. Prayer is good. In a day and age where people put down prayer at times like this, when evil happens, I'm telling you, don't you dare listen to that. And don't you ever be ashamed to say, I am praying about this situation. I am praying for you. I am praying that God would help you. And you always, I have a habit. I always follow it up this way. I say, I am praying for you. Let me know how to pray for you and let me know what else I can do. Because prayer is not meant to be, I just gave it to God. Now I'm done. No, we are here to overcome evil with good. If there is something good I can do beyond prayer, I'm also willing to do that. You have a person with the need, a financial need. You pray for that need, but maybe there is more good that you can do. There's somebody that's hungry. You can always pray that they would get fed, but you also have a ham sandwich in your refrigerator. It might be something good that you can do. Someone is saying terrible things about you. You can pray about it. Lord, I pray about that person. I pray for that person. I pray about the situation. But you can also go to them and actively love them and care for them. It is something you can do. And that is the good. That is the good. Can I tell you, worship is good? Can I tell you, having the Word of God in you and even better than the Word of God being in you, having the Word of God just start to flow out of you, man, that is good. That is some good that the world needs. You're going to run into people this week. They're going to go, isn't that terrible about? They're going to start the sentence off that way. And you can commiserate with them and mourn with them, but you also need to call them to action. There is good that we can be doing. Let's do it together. Let's overcome this evil together and watch their eyes open up wide, because that is just not said today. What is said today is, well, you know, it's the fill in the blank. It's their problem. It's them. That's what happens in all these situations. I've had it with that. I will not enter into those discussions. I am going to talk about the good that we can do to overcome evil. Don't you know that Jesus is good?
Yes.
Jesus is the good that overcomes every evil. Did he overcome the devil? Yeah, the devil went and met him face to face. Did he beat him?
Yes.
Yeah. My favorite part, I was reading my Bible this week. This just jumped out at me, screamed at me. You ever a verse just scream at you? The devil, that evil one, he says, he comes to him. It's his last trick in tempting Christ. He says, if you will worship me, I will give you all the authority in the whole world. I'll give it to you. Don't you want that authority from me? Don't you want that authority from me? Just worship me. Idolatry, not worshiping the true God. And what? He's offering what? Remind me.
Authority.
Authority. He's offering a type of power. And Jesus says, get thee behind me, Satan. And the guy has to leave. What kind of authority is he here handing out anyway? You've got Jesus' authority and you've got the devil's authority. It's like the Wish level of authority. It's like Wish, you know what I'm talking about? Wish.com, right? You don't know what Wish is? Tria, you're missing out. It's the worst products you can buy anywhere. You buy a shirt and it looks like a sock. It's awful. It's like the counterfeit, the awful version of a thing. Satan offer a counterfeit, worthless, won't stand up kind of authority. And that's what evil does. That person that did that horrible thing, he thought he was going to feel so vindicated and right and good in what he did. That you can't tell me that's not the enemy. You will never be able to convince me that that is not the enemy and his lies. How do I know it? Because he's told me the same thing. He said, oh, you ought to just lie to your parents and go to the party anyway. He said that. That's the kind of stuff he says. Oh, you ought to just give up on God and go just live the high life. And then I've seen people do that, fall for that very thing, and they aren't, none of them happy about it. It's that counterfeit thing he has to offer. Everything he has to offer is counterfeit. All the way from when he shows up in Genesis to nowadays. And I'm so sorry for the people that fall prey to it, that are overcome with evil. That is not going to be us. We're going to overcome evil with the goodness of the Lord, with the goodness of our God, with the goodness of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I thank you for that goodness. I want to end with this last thought. Evil exists. Say it one more time. Evil exists, but so does peace. Say evil exists, but so does love. Evil exists. Say it.
Evil exists.
But so does forgiveness and restoration. I'm telling you, the evil that has worked in Chris Fluitt, God has met it with peace. He has met it with love. He has met it with forgiveness. He has met it with restoration. And the evil that's actually worked up in my life, when God got a hold of it, you know what happened? God takes that evil and he flips it on its head, and now it becomes a testimony. You see, evil is actually like a testimony that the devil's your king. And it's always filled with shame, right? There's the thing. Y'all listen. This is how the devil works. Do this thing, and you go do this thing, and then you don't feel better about it. Right. Drugs. Pornography. Right. Yelling and losing your temper. Oh, you think you're going to feel so much better when you yell at your boss. Tell him off. Cleta, you're not going to feel better when you yell at your boss and tell him off. You're not actually going to feel about it, because that's the devil's temptation to begin with. He's going to make you feel bad about it. He wants to make you fall into his evil. And when you fall into his evil, to his evil, it will feel like something you never want anyone to know about. It will feel like something you never want to tell anyone about. It will feel like the thing that you hope your wife never finds out about. Your pastor never finds out about. Some of you right now, in your head, you're thinking about these things. They're coming up right in your head right now. Oh, I hope no one here ever finds out about fill in the blank. Let me tell you what God does with that evil. He does good things with evil. He takes that evil, shameful thing that you want to hide from everybody. He turns it on its head. And now you take that thing and you're glad about it. And you openly tell people how God delivered you from what you used to be so afraid anybody would be. It becomes a testimony. He redeems the thing that brought you shame. That is so good. Yes. He overcomes it with good. Amen. I want to tell you, we need more people that have gone further than just giving their heart to the Lord. You listen to me. Go further than giving your heart to the Lord. Have the Lord turn it all upside down. So now you are ministering the thing that you always thought you would want to hide from everybody else. I'm telling you, there needs to be testimony of deliverance from drugs in this place. There needs to be testimony from pornography addiction being delivered from that. There needs to be a testimony from divorce, and you felt like your life would, but then God turns it upside down. What is that? That's overcoming evil with good.
Yeah.
It's overcoming evil with good. This altar is open right now. There's evil happening everywhere in the world. Who wants to overcome it today? If you want evil overcome in your life, I want you to come in the first 2 feet. I want to pray for you. All over this house, I am telling you as your pastor to pray today. Don't just wait out the clock. I'm asking you to pray against evil. Pray against the evil you see, and also pray against the evil you don't see. Pray for spiritual eyes to see it in Jesus' name. Father, I pray against evil in our community. I pray against evil that worked in Allen, Texas. I pray against the evil that is hopelessness that people are feeling right now. I speak against it, and I overcome evil with the goodness of the Lord. I overcome evil with faith, God. I overcome evil with the love of God. I come overcome evil through serving others and becoming on the form of a servant like you did, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, help us to overcome evil today. Let's reach out. Let's ask God to move. Let's ask God's goodness to show up in our life right now in Jesus' name. Come on, let's pray. Come on, let's pray. Come on, let's pray. Come on. In Jesus.